Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
What are Iowans telling the Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate? Let's go in depth with former Iowa Secretary of Agriculture and Lieutenant Governor Patty Judge. Hi, Patty, where are you today?
Well, I'm in Des Moines this afternoon. We have the big fall gala tonight, so everybody is getting ready to have a big party.
Well, that sounds fun. Hundreds of people, thousands?
I think, I never know, but... I'm sure there will be several hundred people there at least, and this is the big annual Democratic dinner, and we'll have a great time, I'm sure, and get to see lots of old friends and get excited about the next 25 days until election.
It's really sneaking up on us.
Yes, it's going fast. That's why I couldn't even remember. Right now, but it is going very, very fast now.
Well, now it's the time to rally the base, and that's what you're doing. That's what you're going to be doing in Des Moines.
Yes, we are. I mean, this is again just it's a great opportunity for us all to get together to talk to each other, to hear what's going on in the campaigns, and to just get really excited about getting the vote out, which Democrats do very well.
What's the word? What are you hearing? Are Democrats coming out in early voting?
Well, they are. They are early voting. We're not quite up to where we were 4 years ago, but we're catching up to that, and I feel confident that our numbers will meet or exceed where we were 4 years ago by Election Day. We are very fortunate here in Iowa, Bob, to have the early voting opportunity, the month-long period of time when we can cast our votes. And so there really is no excuse, is there, for anyone not taking advantage of the right to vote.
Well, now, as you travel around towns, cities, what are you telling people? What's your main message?
Well, I've been talking to people about this is an opportunity that we have in front of us to change the way that business is being conducted in Washington, that Washington is not obviously not working well for our families, and we need to make some changes. We have an opportunity right now with election of a new president to also elect new members of the United States Senate and break the gridlock that's been going on for the last 8 to 10 years, get busy creating economic opportunities, making certain we can afford education for our children, taking care of our health care issues and making certain that we have prescription drugs that are affordable. There's just a lot of things going on in the country today that are bread and butter issues, and they're not being addressed. So this is the time, new faces, break the gridlock, and it's time to get busy.
More in depth. After this. I continued my conversation with Patty Judge, Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate. Well, Republicans and Democrats used to be able to do that. Why do you think we're in this situation where we are now?
Well, there has been a real division created. It needs to be repaired, and we are always going to have differing political views, and that's fine. That's what that's part of our democracy. What is not appropriate is the continual political posturing after elections, the decision to obstruct the wishes of the president simply because he's of a different party, and that, of course, is what's been going on throughout the entire Obama administration. We need to reach across those aisles. My Republican colleagues may have a difference of opinion how we get to a goal, but we sort of should all have the same goal, and that is that we have a healthy economy, that we have an educated workforce, and that we have adequate health care and a social network that includes retirement funds. You know, these are really basic issues, Bob, and there are things that we can have a discussion about how we get to that goal, but we should share those goals.
Well, one of the things that a lot of people are talking about is the farm economy. I mean, you know what it's like. It's in trouble. What could be done in the Senate by you, if anything, to help stimulate the farm economy?
Well, you know, farming is a cyclical business. It always has been. We've been very fortunate for the last several years, actually, to have high commodity prices, high livestock prices, and that's just not true today. And then certainly that's going to put people in a bit of a pinch. And we need to be certain that the Farm Bill, which is going to start to be written in January, will contain a safety net for family farmers, particularly people that live and work on Iowa farms. We need to protect them, make certain that they weather through this cycle, that they stay on the farms, and I think we can do that with our Farm Bill. That Farm Bill also needs to have a very strong component that protects our soil and helps us do this work of cleaning up the water, which is so necessary to be done. Sitting on that Ag Committee will be my first request when I'm elected, and I look forward to writing a farm bill that will work for Iowa family farmers.
Now, what's your perspective on trade? Do we have good trade deals in place? TPP, is that going to be a good thing? What are your thoughts?
Well, the TPP agreement, was written kind of in secret, and it just is not perfected to the degree that I could support it today. I certainly support trade. I was an ag trade state, and we need to have that opportunity to move our products out of the state, but we can't do that at the expense of our environment. We can't do that at the expense of our workforce. So we need to negotiate these agreements with everyone at the table, with our workforce, labor having an equal seat with corporations. And I believe that if we do that, if we have interested parties, not just part of them, at the table, that we'll be able to create the kind of trade agreements that will be beneficial to us and will also work for our trading partners.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Patty Judge, Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate. Well, I've been talking with people with the Soy Transportation Coalition and with them for several years now, and they're saying our infrastructure is broken, our federal infrastructure is broken, in particular the lock and dam system. We can't get product out as fast as we need, and if we had those kinds of repairs, that kind of infrastructure, we could get more product out. Do you have any thoughts on transportation?
I really do, Bob. I tell you, we talk about a sluggish economy. We talk about a lack of good jobs. And yet, we have been unwilling to invest in, as you said, the federal infrastructure system. I think we need to do that. You know, it was done during the Eisenhower years when we built all of the interstate highways that we're still driving on today. And when we did that, we created lots and lots of good jobs that lasted a long time, and we can do that again. So it's really a twofer. We end up fixing the problems with our infrastructure. We also end up creating good jobs for the workforce, and we turn more money throughout the economy. besides the lock and dam issue, which is very real and certainly needs to be addressed quickly, our highway system is not adequate today. And I also bring up that we have bridges all over this country that are not meeting safety standards, and those bridges need to be rebuilt. So we have a lot of work to do. And what we can't do and should not do is do nothing. And unfortunately, that's what we have seen for the last several years. We've seen the United States Senate have an extremely light workload, refuse to take up issues that are controversial when they do get taken up. Instead of trying to work through them and find solutions, they either shelve the bill somewhere or they filibuster the bill, but they do just about anything but actually getting something perfected and passed so that it is for the good of the American people.
Have you thought about the deficit and what can be done to bring that down?
Well, I think about the deficit a lot. It's a serious issue. We should be doing better. And, you know, one of the things that we need to do to bring this deficit down is we need to take a very, very thorough look at our tax code. We need to start thinking about those who are not paying any taxes at the top of our earning ladder, the top 1 or 2% of the population, like Donald Trump, who seem to be able to avoid paying taxes, while people who are working 40-hour-plus weeks in a factory trying to make a living for their families are paying on every penny they earn. So fixing that inequity, starting to close some of the loopholes that our corporations are falling through by taking money offshore, taking jobs offshore. These are things we can do to start working on this deficit.
So how do we keep companies from moving offshore? Their interest is the bottom line. CEOs of corporations are going to get fired if they don't bring in as much money as they can, and they flow to where the labor is cheaper. How do we change that? We don't really want to make...
They have been able to move these jobs and money offshore without tax penalty, and I think there are ways that we can impose a tax penalty on companies that do this deliberately, and that we should be looking at that and be ready to do it.
Well, tell our listeners what Iowa would look like, what our nation would look like, should you replace Chuck Grassley and be effective with your work in the Senate? What would be different?
Well, the only reason I'm running for this office is because we have so many things to do, and I want to go to Washington and get to work. The economy is still as sluggish. When I'm state senator, that will be a priority. It will be a priority to make certain that the workforce is getting paid adequately for their labor, and that we have those kind of good skilled jobs. I will work on making certain that people are able to get through college without mountainous debts, and that we can perfect health care coverage so that all citizens of this country have access to quality health care, and that prescription drugs are not breaking the bank. You know, these are just a few of the things that need to be done, Bob. But the truth is that these are bread and butter issues that affect all of us, and they are being brushed under the table right now by our present United States Senate. And when that happens, it's time for a change. It's time to have new people walking the halls of Senate, people that are willing to walk across an aisle to discuss an issue and come to a conclusion that's for the good of all of America. And that's the kind of senator I will be.
Thanks to Patty Judge for contributing to the program. For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In-Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In-Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In-Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.